Dedication. To every mother who has ever sacrificed in silence, cried behind closed doors, and still showed up, this is for you. May you see your strength, your worth, and your power to rise, no matter what life has thrown your way. You are not alone. You are not forgotten. You are a masterpiece in progress. And to my three sons, Ernest Felder, Daquan Hewitt, and Travis Turnipseed, you are my why. You are my greatest teachers. You are my heart walking in three different directions. Thank you for your patience, your love, and for growing with me while I was still learning how to rise. This story is ours, and I pray it reminds you of how powerful your mother truly is. With all my love, Tonda Hewitt. God doesn't call the qualified. He qualifies the called. And I was called in the fire. Tonda Hewitt. Born to Rise. Introduction. I came from a home where I was afraid as a child, and that fear grew into a propensity to allow others to walk over me, especially men. I entered into toxic relationships, and over time I began to believe the lies of others. I was convinced that I was no good, and that no one would ever want to marry me. I struggled with low self-esteem and anxiety that followed me into adulthood. I grew up in an urban neighborhood where I never looked people in the face. I always bit my lip to hide my full lips. I had bedwetting problems well into high school, a constant reminder of my fears. I wasn't a confident person, and I lived a life where I was always the one trying to hide or shrink away. The people around me would have never known the struggle I faced within myself, the quiet battle with my own worth and identity. My first children's home was a place where I felt isolated and unwanted. The absence of familial love left a void in my heart, compelling me to seek affection and validation from the boys around me. The pursuit was not about promiscuity, as some perceived, but a desperate attempt to fill the emptiness left by the lack of a nurturing male figure in my life. Childhood is often portrayed as a time of innocence and joy, but for me, it was marked by feelings of loneliness and rejection. My journey through pain led me to seek validation in places that offered only temporary solace, until I found a lasting refuge in my faith.